Chamishi. Vayagish is parachatos, and Moshe brought forward the bull for the carbon chatos. Vayismach Aaron uvonav esideham al roish parachatos. And Aaron and his children leaned their hands on the head of this parachatos. The reason why they are doing the smicha is because these carbonos are brought to inaugurate them. They are the bailim, and that's why they are doing the smicha. Vayishchot, and Moshe shechted the carbon. Vayikach Moshe's adam, and Moshe took the blood. And he placed it on the horns of the Mizbeach Achitzon. He went up the ramp and took his finger and smeared it on the horns of the Mizbeach Achitzon, like every Chatos Chitzonah. And he cleansed the Mizbeach. By placing the dam on these Kronos, he cleansed the Mizbeach from going from a state of non-holiness to a state of holiness. Vesadom and the rest of the blood, Yotzak el Yisod HaMizbeach, he poured down the base of the Mizbeach, Vayekadosheu, and he made the Mizbeach holy, Lechaper Olav, to atone for Klal Yisrael from now on, from the Miluim and on. Vayikach, and he took his Kol HaChelev Asher Al HaKerev, all the fat on the innards. In some places we find the pasuk divides these fats into two, and the pasuk would say vayikach es hachelev asher al hakerev ve'es kol hachelev asher al hakerev. Over here all these fats are placed in one statement, vayikach es kol hachelev asher al hakerev, and all those fats on the innards are included in that. Ve'es yoseres hakoved, which means the yoseres, the diaphragm, which was the membrane that divided the liver and the lungs, hakoved, with part of the liver, veshtei hakloyos, and the two kidneys, veshchel behen, and their fats, vayakter Moshe hamizbecho, and Moshe smoked it on the mizbeach. It's interesting that we find by the miluim, the karbonis of the miluim over here, and also in Parashat Tetzaveh, that it says the yoseres and the koved before the kidneys. But in Parshas Vayikra, by the Parsha of Shlomim in Perek Gimel, over there it says the kloyes, the kidneys first, and then the yoseres. Why does the Torah switch the order? And the pasuk continues, ves hapor, ves oyre, ves besoyre, ves pirshoy, and the bull, its hide, its flesh, ves pirshoy, and its waist, saraf bo esh, he burnt it in fire, michutz la machane, outside the machane, kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe, like Hashem commanded Moshe. What happened here was really very unusual, because the blood of this chatos went on the outside mizbeach. It was a chatos chitzoina. Typically, after the emurim were brought on the mizbeach by a chatos chitzoina, the rest of the flesh of the animal would go to the one who was bringing the carbon, the kohen who was bringing the carbon. Over here, that would have been Moshe. But this was a hayroa shah, a special halacha over here, that it was done differently. The rest of the flesh did not go to Moshe Rabbeinu, but rather it was burnt michutz lamachne, as if it were a chatos pnimi, a chatos in which the blood went on the inside mizbeach. Maskal David explains the reason for this. And he says, if you look at Rashi in Parashas Tetzaveh, over there Rashi says that the reason why we bring this par lechatos is to be mechaper on the maisa egel. This par atones for Aharon bringing the egel, or helping the yidden bring the egel. So really, this was a par kohen hamashiach. We learned in Parshas Vayikra that if the kohen gadol does an avera, he brings a par lechatos. So here Aharon did an avera, he did the egel, so we are bringing a par to be mechaper on him. If you look in Parshas Vayikra, this par kohen hamashiach, the blood was brought inside the oil maid. So really over here, the blood of this carbon should have also been brought inside the oil maid. Maskal Adavah says that it wasn't because of the klal en kateger nasa seneger. The prosecutor cannot become the defense. Since this par is being mechaper on the egel, really an egel is a young par. So this par is coming to be mechaper on a younger version of the par, which is the egel. So when it comes to avodas pnim, to going inside the oil maid, we don't allow, so to speak, a memory of this avera inside the oil maid. En katega nasas an eger, the prosecution, the egel, should not become the defense, and therefore we don't want the dam of this carbon, of this egel, to be inside the oil maid. And that is why, although it should have been brought inside, it is placed on the outside mizbeach. So now, Zok the Maskal of David, it's not a question why we burned the whole animal. Because really, this was a chatas pnimi. This was really a chatas where the blood should have been inside. And the din is by a chatas pnimi that we burned the whole animal. So The fact that this animal is burnt is because of the chatas pnimi. We just couldn't bring the blood inside because we had a problem of enkategen asas and eger. That's why the din is that the whole animal is burnt, and it's not really a contradiction to all other chatas chitzonos, because this is not really a chatas chitzona. And the pasuk continues, Vayakrev eis eil ha'oila, and then he brought close the aisle for the carbon oila. Vayismichu Aaron avonu v'sidehem al roish ha'aisle, and Aaron and his children leaned their hands on the head of the aisle. Some mefarshim are medayik that if you look back by the par in pasuk Yudalit, it says Vayismoich Aaron uvonov b'loshin yachid in singular. But over here in pasuk Yudches, when it comes to the aisle, it says Vayismichu Aaron uvonov, that Aaron and uvonov in the plural lean their hands on the head of the aisle. What is the difference? And they answer that by the par, which is a very big animal, a bull, so it was possible for Aaron and his children all to lean their hands together on the head of the par. That's why it says it b'loshin yachid Vayismoich. But by an aisle, by a ram, whose head is smaller, it was not possible to lean all at the same time, so it had to be one after the other. That's why it says, Vayismichu, and they lean their hands, b'loshin rabim. Ibn Ezra does not like that pshat, and he says, this cannot be the pshat, because if you look further in Pasuk Chav Beis, where over there it says, Vayakrev is ha'ayla sheni, it says over there, Vayismichu, b'loshin rabim. But if you look back in Parshas Titzaveh, by the Ayla Sheni, it says Vayismoich b'Loshin Yochid. So we see once it says Loshin Rabin by Ayl, and once Loshin Yochid by Ayl. He therefore says that the Loshin of Vayismichu and Vayismoich means exactly the same thing, and there is no difference grammatically between the two. So after the smicha, Vayishchot, Moshe shechted the animal, the aisle, Vayizrak Moshe Sadom, Ala Mizbeach Saviv, and he sprinkled the blood, Shtayim, Shehin Arba, two applications that hit four walls. The Esra aisle, Nitachlin Sachav, and the ram he cut into its pieces, like we said in Parshas Vayikra, they cut it up into 10 pieces. Vayakta Moshe Sarosh, and Moshe was maktir on the Mizbeach, the head, Vesanasochim, and the pieces, Vesapoder, and the fats, which we said in Parshas Vayikra, that he stuffed the fats to the place where the Shechita was, to the opening of the head where it was slaughtered. Vesakera, Veskor, Hakroayim, Rochas, Bamayim, and the innards and the feet he washed in water. Vayakta Moshe's Kola Ayel HaMizbecha, and then Moshe smoked the whole ram on the Mizbeach. Oilahu, he is a carbon oila. L'reach Nichoyach, it's a Nachas Ruach to Hashem that you listen to what he said. Ishehu Hashem, a fire offering to Hashem. Kasher Tziva Hashem as Moshe, like Hashem commanded Moshe. In the Pashup Shad of the Pasuk, in Pasuk Chof and Pasuk Chof Aleph, it seems to be that the head, the Nesachim and the Poder, were brought on the Mizbeach first, and afterwards they washed the Kerev and the Kra'ayim, and then they brought that on the Mizbeach. Because it says a separate Pasuk in Pasuk Chof, Vayakta Moshe Saroich, Vesanasachim, Vesapoder. And then it says, Vesakerev, Vesakra'ayim, Rochas Bamayim, Vayakta. So in the simple meaning of the Pasuk, it seems to be that there was a separate Hakrova for the Roish, Nesachim, and Poder, and a separate one for the Kerev and the Kra'ayim. Ramban says that this was not so. Everything was brought together on the Mizbeach, and the only reason why the Torah separates it into two psukim is because it wants to tell you that only the Kerev and the Kra'ayim were washed, the Nesachim were not washed. And that's why there was a separate pasuk in Pasuk Chaf Aleph speaking about the washing of the Kerev and the Kra'ayim. And when the pasuk says, Vayakter Moshe es kola ayel ha'mizbecho, it means everything together. The Netziv learns differently. He says over here in the Psukim, over here in Parshas Tzav, it seems to be that they were makriv, they were brought on the Mizbeach separately. But in Parshas Tetzaveh, Perek Chavtes, Pasuk Yudzayin, over there it says, V'rochasta kir b'uchrov, you will wash the innards and the feet, V'nosata al nesachov, and you will place them on the pieces that were cut up, V'al roshe, and on the head, V'iktarta, and you will makter everything together. So over there in Parshas Tetzaveh, it's mashma that they were all together. Over here it's mashma separate. So he says it depends how the avodah was done. It depends who was doing the washing of the Kerev and the Kra'ayim. Because the halacha is that even a Zor, a non-Kayin, may do the washing of the Kerev and the Kra'ayim. So he says, if the Bailim want to wash the Kerev and the Kra'ayim, so it takes them time. So we don't want the Nesachim to sit around off the Mizbeach. So while the Bailim were washing the Kerev and the Kra'ayim, the Kahanim would be makriv the Nesachim separately. And then when the Kerev and the Kra'ayim were ready, then the Kahanim would be makriv that. But if the Bailim did not want to wash it themselves, so then all the Kohanim got involved. There were many Kohanim who were able to do the Avodah. And therefore it was washed very quickly, and the Nesachim did not have to wait around, and everything was brought on the Mizbeach at the same time. And that's why we have one Pasuk saying one way and one Pasuk saying the other way. Zok Rashi Pasuk Tesvav, Vayechate es HaMizbeach, Chitoi, he cleansed it, V'tiaroi, and purified the Mizbeach, Mizorus, from being a stranger, from being unholy, Likonis Likadusha, to enter holiness, Vayekadshehu Bavoidezu, and he made it holy through this Avoide, L'chaper Olav Me'ato Kol HaKapores, that from now on the Mizbeach would be holy to do many types of atonements. Vesiyaseres hakoved, levad hakoved, the diaphragm besides for the liver. Shoyenoytel ma'at min hakoved ima, besides for the yaseres, he also took part of the liver.